This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March over months away.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
This month, readings change. And the seasons begin to change. And even in this very hot season, changes have been very apparent. It has cooled. There's been much rain. We know in our bones fall is coming. The season of the bright shining sun that illumines, that enlivens, and that also burns and scorches, is coming to its close. And at this time, we look not just to the ending of a season, but to the ending of the season of our lives. We call it today as very moving passages, which we pray that the end of our lives be the best of our lives, and that our last acts be our best acts. It is common to not think overly much about death, even if one has made what peace one can with it. It isn't something that really bears a whole lot of consideration on a regular basis, at least doesn't bear obsession. And yet, the fall, just like the spring, seem to be times when a lot of people pass through the veil. They pass. And at these times, we remember both those who have passed away recently and those who have gone before us. So, we begin to touch into that cycle this time. A cycle that will take us through to All Souls Day, the commemoration of the Requiem for all those who have passed. But today, we do not reach that far. Today, merely consider the ending. The final chapters. We do not know, most of us, which chapters will be our final chapters. And if we merely live for this strange person that we are, and we certainly know that the work we have done for that, to that end, will eventually be meaningless because that ends. This particular incarnation, this form, this way of being, ends. And we must look beyond it and use it to bring forth something more. to reach deeper and to live a greater life. To not give up this life or diminish it, but to include it in something more. The lesson talks of the fruits of wisdom. These things that are there for us if we seek them. If we follow path of the divine, path of wisdom, we can bring some of that greater life into our lives and into our world. And although that may seem paradoxical, if you are of a certain frame of mind, it is truly the way to greatest happiness, personal fulfillment. If we seek to live out the small life, as the liturgy says, the narrow life, we seek to build up walls of a false cosmos so that we may be comfortable within them. We have succeeded in building a sandcastle, and it will never stand for long. And we will always be yearning, struggling, desiring, hoping we can finally accomplish this thing, which is impossible to accomplish. There was a cartoon in the back of the Hollywood Chapel, or at least the chapel on Hollywood Boulevard, which may or may not have survived the fire and water damage. I think it was a Far Side cartoon. It simply consisted of a series of frames of a single female character starting out very young, going through many different frames, and then finally being very old. And finally there was a balloon. The character finally said something. What the character said was, "Well, that sucked." And if we hold to this narrow view, this narrow life, if we try to keep this false cosmos up, and that is what we will have. A lot of failure, and basically at the end of it, just unless we succeed in deluding ourselves, we look back and go, what was the point? Gospel reading comes to the Apocryphon of John. And in it, John deals with the notion of what was the point of Christ's ministry? What was the point of all this? It just ends in crucifixion, in torture, in death. And he runs out into the desert, and he cries aloud his questions, his concerns, the futility of it. And to him appears a figure. And this figure appears as a youth, as an old man, and as a servant, a slave. But not as three people, as the text says, but as transparent, as showing forth different aspects. And this figure asks him why he is afraid, and tells John that he is there with him always, and that he is mother, father, and son. Just as if we try too hard to grasp a symbol and literalize it, turn it into one thing. Just as this silly fundamentalist reaction to calling Jesus' mother or God mother. It breaks their very narrow view, their grasping, their attempting to hold the false cosmos together, whereas the symbol is much deeper and bigger. So we ourselves are much deeper, vaster, and bigger than even we can comprehend. We think we are but one thing, or one set of things. Think that we are something definable, and forget that at our core is a deep and living mystery. Then we are something of fundamentalists in regard towards ourselves, literalists in regards to who we are. We are many things, and the divine is many things. The world is a very complex place, and it is very simple and shallow compared to the divine, to the depths of our soul. So, as we head towards the fall, as the light in the sky dims, temperatures drop, the life of the world goes to rest. Some cycles of life end. Let us remember that we are not merely this small instantiation of a person. That is not even the tip of the iceberg. Tip some vastness. Merely small reflection. We pass through the world and we fade. We pass from the world. We will do this. So let us make the last acts of our life, the best acts. Let us partake of the path of the divine and the fruits of wisdom, and bring about something more. Bring about something of that greater life through this more personal life. And in doing so, serve something greater. Continue forth. And achieve our liberation. May the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us. Remain with us always.
For more information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's GNOSIS.ORG.